Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 29th of November, 2021, the first Monday of Advent.
Without your daily presence, you are my heart, my portion, and my substance. In you are making me a pleasant home. I see eternity in faces of the saints, and you will not abandon us to hopelessness and death. For we are resurrected with the presence of your breath. Your full delight you give to those who wait. Your full delight you give forevermore.
Daniel Snoke sings The Faces of the Saints.
I thank the Lord in every way. In the night, my heart proclaims your counsel. When you are near, then I will not be shaken. My heart, my mind, and body sing for joy. I see eternity in faces of the saints, and you will not abandon us. For we are resurrected with the presence of your breath. Your full delight you give to those who wait. Your full delight you give forevermore. Those who run to other gods will suffer. I will not follow in their greedy worship. No other name but yours is my devotion. I bless the Lord, again I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord, again I bless the Lord.
Today's reading is from the first epistle of St. Peter, starting in the second chapter at the fourth verse.
Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. for it stands in Scripture. See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you, then, who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
As you come to him, the living stone. This is an invitation extended to all of us. The Lord longs for his people to come to him, and in this Advent season, we echo that longing as we cry, "O come, Emmanuel, and ransom us." How are you coming to him today? Reluctant? Excited? Weary? Share how you're feeling with the Lord, who knows you by name. We believe that God created us in his image, endowing us with gifts to serve him and serve the world around us. Yet it is easy to forget that we are not our gift. Scripture reminds us of our identity in Christ using a unique pattern. Often, the facets of Jesus' identity are also given to his people. For example, Jesus is the light of the world. And then he says that we are the light of the world. In our passage today, Jesus is identified as the living stone. And then St. Peter says that we too are like living stones. What emotions do you notice in yourself as you consider the truth that your identity reflects the very identity of Jesus? As our scripture passage is read again, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal a part of your identity in Jesus that perhaps you had not considered before, or that you might consider in a new way.
Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." To you, then, who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
As we continue to ponder how these words are true for us personally, picture the faces of the saints that are in your life, both those that are beloved and the ones who are troubling. How might the Lord be calling you to pray for these living stones? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, maker of heaven and earth, you have given the splendor of your holy image to all human beings. Grant that we may see the goodness of your image in all persons, and especially among those in our parish. Guide the eyes of our hearts to perceive our brothers and sisters' lives hidden with Christ in God, giving thanks always and everywhere for the many ways you reveal divine beauty through your people. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.